Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 16, How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, Part 1, Verses 1 through 17, A Description of the Character of Maharaj Parikshit. Sukta Goswami said, O learned Brahmanas, Maharaj Parikshit then began ruling over the world as a great devotee of the Lord under the instructions of the best of the twice-born Brahmanas. Parikshit ruled by those great qualities which were foretold by expert astrologers at the time of his birth. King Parikshit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons headed by Maharaj Janamejai. And after having selected Kripa Acharya for guidance as his spiritual master, Parikshit performed three horse sacrifices on the banks of the Ganges. These were executed with sufficient rewards for the attendants. And at these sacrifices, why, even the common man could see the demigods. Once, when Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, but he was disguised as a king, and he was hurting the legs of a cow and bull. So the king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment. Shaunaka Rishi then inquired, why did Maharaj Parikshit simply punish him, since he was the lowest of the Shudras, having dressed as a king and having struck a cow on the leg? Please describe all these incidents if they relate to the topics of Lord Krishna. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey which is available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? O Suta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death, and they get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death Yamaraj. And as long as Yamaraj himself, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraj, who is the representative of the Lord. Living beings who are under his grip should take advantage by hearing this deathless nectar in the form of this narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Lazy human beings with paltry intelligence and a short duration of life pass the night sleeping and the day performing activities that are for naught. Sukta Goswami replied, while Maharaj Parikshit was residing in the capital of the Kuru Empire, the symptoms of the age of Kali began infiltrating within the jurisdiction of his state. And when he learned about this, Parikshit did not think the matter very palatable. However, this did give Parikshit a chance to fight. So he took up his bow and arrows and prepared himself for military activities. Maharaj Parikshit sat on a chariot drawn by black horses. His flag was marked with the sign of a lion. Being so decorated and surrounded by chariot drivers, cavalry, elephants, and infantry soldiers, King Parikshit left this capital to conquer in all directions. King Parikshit then conquered all parts of the earthly planet, such as Bhadrashva, Ketumala, Bharata, the northern Kuru, Kimpurusha, and others, exacting tributes from their respective rulers. Wherever King Parikshit visited, he continuously heard the glories of his great forefathers, who were all devotees of the Lord, and he also heard of the glorious acts of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit also heard how he himself had been protected by Krishna from the powerful heat of the weapon of Ashwatthama. And people also mentioned the great affection between the descendants of Vrishni and Pritha due to Kunti's great devotion to Lord Keshava. The king, being very pleased with the singers of such glories, opened his eyes in great satisfaction. Out of magnanimity, Maharaj Parikshit was pleased to award them very valuable necklaces and clothing. Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable, pliant sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc. All of this was according to the will of the Pandavas, and so Krishna obeyed them like a servant, offering obeisances like one younger in years. And when he heard this, Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. So now, O Brahmanas, you may hear from me of what happened while Maharaj Parikshit was passing his days hearing of the good occupations of his forefathers and being absorbed in thought of them. Recorded January 19, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Without you.
there's just no other point of view. If not for you, if not for you, if not for you.